This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to get into, from the NHL playoff hockey to the NBA playoffs, which was impressive watching Golden State go to Portland last night. Not play first half very good. Second half, they come out, guns a-blazing. Literally, and the Trailblazers didn't know what hit them, and they wind up losing 110-99. A real commanding series lead now for the Golden State Warriors, 3-0, looking like they will be making the NBA Finals once again, man. 5 straight years for those guys, and obviously Major League Baseball in full throttle. So much to get into. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Not so much for my homeboys back in Portland, but, you know, it is what it is. And, hey, let's not forget about the PGA and what Brooks Koepka is doing out there, man. He's just dominating like the Golden State Warriors.
No, I appreciate you bringing that up. The guy's 12 under par, a 7-stroke lead, and we're going to get into that, believe me. On the other side, though, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We'll talk some hockey. We'll talk some baseball. We're just getting loose, a lot to get into. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Having fun together adds up, and so do the savings at Kohl's, with an extra 15% off. Save on family fun matching graphic tees, just $7.64 and $8.49. Hit the beach with women's flip-flops and new beach towels, each just $11.04. Plus, take 25% off select Adidas and Converse. Plus, get Kohl's cash Friday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid May 13th through 19th with promo code SAVENOW. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your perfect package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com, promo code USA.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Shots on goal in this power play by the Bruins as it's led by McAvoy and eventually across the Marchand. Strips to the slot of Beckender. He scores! 2-0 in favor of the Bruins. A power play goal. Wagner tried to one-hand it around and that one shut off and then played back into traffic right to Corrali. Corrali guided it on. Nordstrom a shot in front. They score! It is Wagner at the front of the net and the Bruins have struck.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. In case you couldn't tell, those were some NHL hockey clips we were hearing. And you know what? Those Boston Bruins, unbelievable how they just shredded up Carolina 4-0 in that series, waiting in the wings now for the Stanley Cup Finals, and they're going to be playing either the Sharks or the Blues, and that thing is all knotted up at 2-2, so that's cool. We're at least getting one really good series there. Got to welcome in our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hey, no, we're doing great, John. And we were talking about, you know, the Boston Bruins, you know, mentioning the Boston Bruins there, you know, they swept. What led to that swept? I mean, it didn't seem like it was an expected thing to me at all, but what came up or what happened with Boston dominating so well?
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise, Mike. I did expect Boston to win the series. Boston has certainly gotten hot at the right time of year. They're getting their good players are getting back and they're healthy. They're getting great goaltending from Tuukka Rask. I did expect them to win that series. Frankly, I didn't think it would be four games, and I didn't think one or two of those games would be quite as one-sided as those two games did end up being. But, you know, Boston had a very tough series against Toronto. They had a fairly tough series against Columbus. So from their standpoint, if you're going to win the Stanley Cup and you go seven games in your first series and six in your second, to have that four-game sweep in series number three kind of evens out those numbers a little bit. I think Boston had played 17 games in 36 days when they finished off the Carolina series on Thursday night. So clearly they're a team now that has some time to get some rest. and get some of those injuries healed, specifically the undisclosed injury to defenseman and captain Zdeno Chara. He did not play in Game 4, but apparently he is going to be ready for Game 1 of the finals, which is a week Monday, the 27th. So essentially he'll have 12 or 13 days off to heal whatever the injury is. But in answer to your question, I think it's just good, sound overall team play and superb goaltending from Tuukka Rask. Here's a guy that has a goals against average of about 1.94, and I believe the average for the league in the playoffs is 2.95. So you look into that and you say that your goaltending is one goal a game better than everybody else. That's a pretty good way to start any game being one up.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf as well. Always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, by the way. John, you know, I guess what really shocked me about the Bruins and Carolina is Carolina came into that thing playing so well. You know, they had their time off a little bit. They never really got their feet under them again after that. Boston now has a bunch of time off. Could you see a similar scenario for them if, you know, when the Stanley Cup Finals happens?
Well, to some extent, yes, but probably not really, Andy, from the standpoint that Boston is a mature team. It's an experienced team. And they've obviously seen the pluses and minuses from being off for a few days. And I think that Carolina series got off on the wrong foot for the Hurricanes with a couple of questionable penalty calls, which resulted in the two power play goals for the Bruins midway through the game, late second period. I thought both calls were questionable at the time. I thought Carolina was playing well. I think they were up 2-1 at that time and value for their money. But all of a sudden, the two power play goals obviously put them behind 3-2. And quite frankly, I don't think they ever recovered from that. I think it showed for the rest of the series. And as I say, with Rask playing as well as he has, I just think it was shut the door at that time. And it was kind of inevitable that Boston was going to win. It just was a matter of how many games it was going to take them.
No, I agree. Hey, let's switch gears. Let's talk Blues and Sharks here for a few minutes. They've got a big game coming up about noon, I believe, our time. Blues and Sharks tied up at 2-2. And you want to talk about, you know, like early in the series, I'm thinking one way. Now I'm really torn, man. I don't exactly know who's going to win this thing. And I know you like the Sharks to start out, but the Blues have responded to everything that the Sharks have done. The Sharks have responded to everything that the Blues have done. This is just one of those knockdown, drag-out series, isn't it, John?
Very much so. You know, to put it in football parity, this might be one of those, you know, last field goal wins type situations. I still think the Sharks are a slightly better team simply from the standpoint that they've got home ice advantage. But we know how resilient St. Louis is. Twice this series they've been down by a game and come back and tied it. They were in last place overall in the NHL somewhere on January 3rd, January the 4th. And here we are talking about them being one of the last three teams standing. So clearly a team that's extremely resilient. They survived what I thought was an absolutely brutal call on the winning goal in overtime in Game 3. Clearly a hand pass. I can't believe that four officials actually missed that. But to their credit, they said, hey, it's history. Let's move on. Let's win the next game. They went out and did that in a rather convincing fashion. So now we're down to a best 2 of 3 with Game 3 today in San Jose at 3 Eastern, as you mentioned, Game 6 in St. Louis on Tuesday night, and potentially a Game 7, which you and I love, on Thursday night back in San Jose. And in the meantime, I guess the Bruins just sit back and hope these guys play three long overtime games.
Yeah, you hate them. In the sense of it keeps you up to like 1 o'clock in the morning because you're on the East Coast. I love them because, I mean, we both love them because that's what sports are all about. I love them because it doesn't make a difference. I'm going to get to bed at a reasonable hour anyway.
Exactly.
But hey, let me ask you this. Why is that play not reviewable?
Well, it's just the way that the rules are set up, and clearly it's a flaw in the rules.
Yeah.
Much the same as the one the week before on the Colorado goal that was disallowed because Gabriel Landeskog was trying to get onto the bench, and the way that the benches are set up in the arena, the door to the bench in the defensive in the offensive zone in the second period is beyond the blue line. So a guy going to the bench is automatically offside, but clearly he wasn't involved in the play. But the rule says if he's across the blue line, he is offside, even though he was totally out of the play. So I think it's, you know, it's the same in any sport, baseball, and I don't know too much about whether basketball videos are what is reviewable and what isn't in basketball, but certainly in football and in baseball, we know that there's only certain things that can be video reviewed, and this happens to be a couple of things in the NHL that cannot. It needs to be changed. If you're going to have video review, make sure you get the call right. Let's not be too picky about whether it's this play or that play. To me, it's got to be every play if there's some question.
John, you were talking about, you know, for the Bruins, Chara, you know, resting up or recovering. If he doesn't recover in time for the final, or at least for the first couple of games, how big of a loss is that for Boston?
Well, it's a big loss from a leadership standpoint, and it's a big loss from the fact that he's such a big man, he's so dominant when he's out there. It's partially offset, I guess, Mike, if he doesn't play, that he's getting a little long in the tooth now. I think he's 42 years old, so he's obviously a lot slower than he was when he was in his prime. So while they put somebody else in there that's a lot less experienced, both as a player and as a leader than Chara, they would probably pick up something in terms of the speed. It would probably change the way that Boston plays in their own zone. They might exit their own zone a little bit quicker. So there'll be a lot of negatives, but there might be a few positives that might partially offset that.
All right, so who do you got real quick before we go to a break here? Who's winning the series, Blues or Sharks?
I still think the Sharks, but don't be surprised if it goes seven games.
All right, John, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball, and man, oh, man, Christian Yelich just keeps on balling, man, and I'm excited about that kid, and reason to be excited. He's awesome. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. John Poulter, Professor of Sports, joining us. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Slows. Fly ball, center field. Bader back at the track, and it is gone! Yelich's first of the year, and he gives the Brewers a 4-3 lead.
With the bases loaded and the game on the line, and Yelich, a shot picked up by Bryant, steps on the bag at third, throw to first, not in time, and the Brewers win!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Alrighty, people. Welcome back. That's my guy, Christian Yelich. He is an amazing baseball player, and I'm very lucky that he's on my squad, the Milwaukee Brewers. In case you didn't know, born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, and I love all of the Wisconsin teams. Brewers, Bucks, Packers, you name it, man. I got them covered. I love them. But there's a lot going on outside of Wisconsin and Milwaukee for sure, obviously in the sports world. And John and Mike, as we look at the Major League Baseball standings, it's somewhat shocking, like, what's going on right now. We're 43 to 45 or so games, 50 games tops maybe for some of these teams in the season right now. Tampa Bay still hanging on tight there in the American League East, and, you know, it's going to be tough for them. As we know, the Yankees and Red Sox are coming, but Minnesota playing exceptionally well right now. This is turning into an amazing story, John. Houston, we expected them. We were, like, kind of wondering when they were going to come on. They've come on. They've taken a stranglehold of the West now in the American League. The Phillies have decided to start playing pretty well. They're leading the National League East. You got the mystery of who's going to be leading the Central, what day of the week, whether it's the Cubs, the Brewers, the Pirates, maybe the Cardinals. That's always going to be exciting. And then in the West, it's pretty much all about the Dodgers, but there's those D-backs and there's those Padres just both kind of hanging in the woods a few games back of the Dodgers. So right now, what are your thoughts about at least the top of what's going on in the American League East and the American League Central, John?
Well, the American League East, the last couple of days, has sort of been a seesaw between the Yankees and Tampa Bay. And I think right now the lead is a half a game, and that's strictly the one extra game in the loss column for the Yankees. And Tampa Bay has played extremely well since the first game of the season and are quite deserved of being in first place. But I got to sit back and take a look at the Yankee situation and say that here's a team that's had a boatload of injuries, and not only a boatload of injuries, but a boatload of injuries to good players. And here's a team that's a half a game out. So you have to think that when the Yankees get healthy, as long as more guys don't go down, you got to think that the Yankees are in the driver's seat there. But Tampa Bay, still giving up the least runs in the major leagues at 128. So you have to figure that anytime you can keep runs off the board, you got a pretty good chance of being in a ball game. In terms of the Central, we've talked a number of times about the fact that, you know, this is probably Minnesota's chance, because Minnesota and Cleveland, realistically, the only two strong teams in that division, and Cleveland struggling a little bit right now, and the Twins playing extremely well, 5 in a row, 7-3 in their last 10, and all of a sudden they've got a 5.5 game lead over Cleveland, and Cleveland's a pretty good team. So that tells me that the Twins are for real. I saw a little bit of their game against Seattle yesterday. I think they were up 10-0 when I finally flipped it off. I didn't think there was much question in how that was going to turn out, but that's to me, that's a very good team. And it doesn't really surprise me. I'd like to see that division a little bit more competitive, but certainly I think we're in for a good race with the Twins and the Indians.
John, you know, even though this kind of turned out to be like the show of Milwaukee sports from time to time because of Dorf there, you know, we got those Cubs that are leading the Central, so Yelich can hit all the home runs he wants, but if the Cubs stay in the lead, it's all good to me. But what's going to keep the Cubs in first?
I'm not sure they can stay there, to be honest with you. Certainly their pitching has turned around in the last couple of weeks, which has propelled them from fourth place to first. But as we've seen a couple of times over the past few years in that division, first through fourth seems to rotate almost on a daily basis. And if we'd have had this conversation 10 days ago, we would have seen the Cardinals at the top, and all of a sudden the Cardinals are two games over 500, 3.5 games back in fourth place. Pirates are ahead of them now. So I think that's probably a week-to-week thing, Mike. And quite frankly, I think any of those teams is one hot streak or one serious injury away from the whole thing turning upside down real quick.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. You know, with that being said, that's the most fun division to be watching in baseball because of that movement every day, every week. It's somebody different. You know, it's kind of boring. You're always looking at the National League West and, yeah, the Dodgers are right there. They're always at the top. And, you know, for a long time in the American League East, it's always the Yankees and Boston. It's kind of refreshing to me. At least it's refreshing to see, you know, Tampa Bay on top right now, hanging tight. They've been there all year. After a certain point, I think you believe that you're actually supposed to be there. So hopefully Tampa Bay has the stamina and the strength and the pitching and everything else that goes along with it to hang through this. And same thing with Minnesota. Look, you can say everything you want about whether or not the show becomes all about Milwaukee or Wisconsin sports here and there, but part of it is the fact that, no, but like seriously, the part of the fact is that it's a small market, man, and you just don't see these types of things happen in small markets. So what's going on in Wisconsin sports right now, in all honesty, man, it's special. You have Yelich, you've got Aaron Rodgers, and you've got, obviously, the Greek Freak and Giannis. I mean, those guys are three of the best players in their sports, Mike and John. And quite frankly, in Wisconsin, that's a huge deal, man. I'm sorry, but that is really, really impressive stuff to have the best players in their sports all on the Wisconsin teams. I'm telling you, man, this is the best that Wisconsin sports have ever been, and this may be the best Milwaukee Bucks team that we've ever seen in Bucks history. So there's a lot to be said, and there's a lot to be happy and excited about if you are a Wisconsin fan right now. But getting back to it, John, it is refreshing to see these teams like Tampa Bay and Minnesota on top. How long can it last? Can they hang out the whole year, and can they battle and compete with those other teams?
Well, I, as I said a few minutes ago, I still think Tampa Bay is probably a little bit at risk given how the Red Sox are likely to break out of it, and they're not going to be in the funk that they're in right now for the whole season. And the fact that the Yankees have got a bunch of guys coming back in the next little while and have still managed to hang in there with all those injuries, I think Tampa Bay probably has a much tougher battle on their hands to stay in first place than Minnesota does. If you're asking me which one might be in first place at the end of June, I'd say Minnesota has a better chance than Tampa Bay does.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Mike, go ahead, man. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, with some of these teams that are in the cellar, you know, you got Cincinnati down there and you got Miami. I mean, what is Miami's problem? I mean, I'm sure it's talent, but I mean, is it the front office? And, you know, sometimes I just sit there and look at Miami and go, do we really need that team in the major leagues? I mean, it's almost becoming like the joke of the league, if it's not already.
Well, Tampa Bay was that way for a number of years in the early 2000s, Mike. So, you know, maybe we shouldn't be jumping on them quite so much. But I guess in answer to your question, I don't think anybody really has an answer, because we've seen so many changes in the roster and so many changes in ownership and so many changes in the front office. I think there's absolutely zero consistency there, and we all know that baseball is a sport that you have to develop a plan and you have to manage that plan, and then hopefully you achieve the results from that plan. I'm not sure that they've ever really done it that way, because each time they've won the World Series, they've just had a fire sale the day after the World Series ended. And, you know, now we continue to see these situations like we have now where they're 12-31 in, so that's what, 43 games, and they've scored 115 runs, which is, what, about 2.6, 2.7 runs a game. You and I both know that you're not going to win too many ball games if you average 2.7 runs a game. So I got to say that there's a problem there. I'm not sure that they have addressed it. Only management and ownership knows whether they want to address it. I don't know what the attendance is like down there, but I cannot imagine that there's a lot of people breaking down the doors to get in to see a baseball team that bad.
Hey, real quickly, John, before we let you run, because we're up against it here in a moment, what's going on with the Nationals? You know, they're in fourth place right now. If they don't get things together, do you see them maybe having a fire sale?
Good question. I don't know whether they have a fire sale because a lot of those contracts are long term and a lot of them are guaranteed, and some of them maybe have no trade clauses. I think you're more likely to see a shakeup either in the front office or on the field. And if it was me that was owning that team, I think I would say that the problem probably is the GM rather than the manager, because it's the GM that has failed to put a good squad on the field. They've had three or four managers, none of whom have had a great deal of success, and they've run out of patience with them. But certainly something is going to happen there quickly. They're quickly falling behind the Braves and the Phillies, so, and even the Mets now. So, yeah, there's something going to happen there, and I don't see the fuse being too long.
All righty, John. As always, appreciate your time. Great stuff. We'll catch up with you next week.
As always, guys, take care. We'll chat next week.
That's John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down the NHL and Major League Baseball. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Raptors, here we go. They get it to Leonard. Drives right. Down to the baseline. Fall away for the win. Got it! Got it! And danced on the rim. It hit four rims and went down. Kawhi Leonard's shot went up in the air. It hit the rim. It bounced on the rim before going through the bucket. Toronto wins 92-90. It's on to Milwaukee and the Eastern Conference Final. Oh my goodness. Toronto wins it 92-90.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Well, it hasn't been so good ever since for the Toronto Raptors. Game 7, they get it done against Philadelphia. And games 1 and 2 in Milwaukee. Go to Milwaukee. So Milwaukee up 2-0 going back to Toronto later on today. I believe it's 4 o'clock p.m. our time here in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. But the truth is the NBA playoffs, second round, really, really good. This finals round so far, not so good on the Western Conference side. We'll see if Toronto can make this thing a series with Milwaukee after today's game. And if they make it 2-1, well, this thing gets a little bit more interesting. If Milwaukee can respond to what Golden State did last night in Portland, getting that road victory 110-99 and taking that real commanding lead of 3-0, I think there's like a little bit of a game going on within this game between Golden State and Milwaukee right now as to who's showing that they want this thing a little bit more. Mike, it's been tough sledding for Toronto. It's been tough sledding for Portland right now. Is it just the fact that Milwaukee is really that good, and as we already know, Golden State is also that good?
I really think so. I really do think it comes down to that. Milwaukee, as we've talked about all season, and even, you know, you and me, you know, off the air and stuff, Milwaukee's just loaded. They got shooters everywhere on that court. They space the floor very well. They're bigs. Can play down low. Their bigs can hit threes, you know, and then you got the Greek Freak just leading the way. When you got a 6'10 point guard coming down at you, I mean, that's going to make life miserable. I think with Golden State, they're just reminding everybody, KD or not, they can still win. They can still win at a high level, and they can still win the championship. You know, with Golden State last night, when I saw that they're down 13, they're down 13 at half. I kind of joked to myself. I'm like, they got Portland right where they want them, you know, cause they came back the other night. They've shut down Dame. I'm telling you, Draymond Green has owned the Portland Trailblazers so far in this series as well.
Well, not only that, he's really taken it upon himself, you know, when Kevin Durant went down, and this is the guy that said, we don't need Kevin Durant to win a championship. You've seen his energy level skyrocket. You've seen guys like Quinn Cook, you know, have big games for these guys. Everybody, Jordan Bell chipping in, man. I mean, their bench is, again, man, I said this a few weeks ago. It's almost like Steve Kerr forgot about the fact that he had this bench and had these guys that can play, and he was going too many minutes with those starters, and things weren't going so well in the first couple rounds for Golden State. In a weird way, man, it's almost like those injuries to Boogie and KD kind of made him realize, look, I got to go to more guys. I got more resources than I've been using, and now he was kind of forced into it. But with that being said, those guys have really responded, and you have to give them credit. Like, they easily could have, you were right, man. They're down 13 points at half. Portland's playing pretty well. Leonard goes in, you know, they make that change. Leonard starts the game for them. It has an immediate effect. The adjustments were made at the second half, obviously, by Golden State. And they went out there in the second half and they dominated, man. I mean, you know, I think they gave up what, like 33 points or something in the second half. I mean, it just is, it's pretty remarkable what they gave up. It was atrocious by Portland when you really think about what they did in the second half of that ball game. And yeah, man, I'm pretty much on the money. I think they scored what, I'm looking at the box score right now, and 33 points in the second half. That's not going to get it done, Mike.
No, it's absolutely not going to get it done. And let's not, you know, let's not forget that, you know, Golden State's done this before. They've done this without KD before. But, you know, I'm one of those people like, look, they're a great team with KD. They're a great team without KD. I think both things can be true. I know a lot of people are like, well, they play a lot better and the ball moves a lot more. Yeah. But when you have arguably the best player in the world right now, as someone that can hit the mid-range shot, hit a three, go down low, get you buckets, both things can be true. But, man, looking forward to a Bucks-Warriors finals is going to be fun if that happens. And it kind of, you know, if the Bucks can get the win today, then it kind of sets that up a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the Blazers and Dame and McCollum and everybody on that team, they've just gone cold. And part of it is because of the defense that Golden State is playing.
All right, I'm also going to kind of stick with this because I've definitely been intrigued with the way that Dame was able to go out there and play pretty well, you know, in every series leading up to this one. What do you think the difference is with the way that the Warriors are playing defense on him? And again, Lillard logs 40 minutes. McCollum logs 38 minutes. Is it just a matter of those minutes are starting to wear on these guys, man? I mean, I've been talking about it, you know, throughout the playoffs, looking at the minutes that everybody's logging. Klay Thompson played 40. Curry played the 37, and Draymond Green played the 38. So those are up there. They're a little bit more than what the main guys of the Milwaukee Bucks are playing. But ultimately, minutes played, man, and Dame having to make so many big shots, CJ having to make so many big shots. Is that just wearing on these guys at this point?
I think the type of defense Golden State's playing, the total team defense, it's like a wall of defense that Golden State has put on Lillard and put on McCollum. And I think a lot of it is simply, you know, Portland's coming off a seven-game series as well, a grueling, hard-fought seven-game series. So I think, you know, some of this tiredness, this weariness that they may have is a direct it's a leftover from the Denver series.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Guys like Rodney Hood, who was playing really well, you know, throughout that series, not playing so well in this series. And maybe that has something to do with the injury. Maybe he's not 100%. Evan Turner still playing big minutes and playing well for them. Enes Kanter, though, you know, that guy was huge for them down on the block. I don't know. He didn't play much. He wasn't in the flow, man. 7 minutes for that guy. And obviously they made the change with him and Leonard. But I think you got to figure out a way to keep Enes Kanter involved if you're Portland. You know, he was putting in that work down low for them. So sometimes these guys outsmart themselves. You know, Terry Stotts has done a pretty good job of juggling things. But ultimately, it's hard to juggle things when you're playing the Golden State Warriors, man. They're not the Denver Nuggets. You know, they're not Oklahoma City. This is a team that's been there, done it, seen it. This is a championship quality team. And this is what you're going to have to be able to do to get to that next level. I mean, fantastic season for Portland, man. I don't want to take anything away from them. They're just up against a better team, Mike.
Yeah, no, they are. And that's just the God's honest truth with that. I mean, you can't go to sleep really on anybody on Golden State, you know, and there are times where you see a Clay get wide open or Steph get wide open. And you're like, how the heck does that happen? You know, and they have had, the Blazers have had a great season. I know this, you know, from, you know, talking to friends back home in Portland. I mean, they're just Blazer mania took over that city. And, you know, when you run up against a tougher opponent, a better opponent, this is what happens. And I don't think there's too many people out there that thought the Blazers were going to win this series. I think there's a few more people that thought the Blazers might give it a little bit better shot at it. I've seen people say that Terry Stotts is coaching for his job in game four, which I think is a bunch of crap. Stotts is not coaching for his job at all. Stotts has done a wonderful job with this team the past few years. So, you know, it's just a better opponent with better players.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, man, you can only do what you can do, and they're just up against a better team with better players and guys that have been there, and they're more comfortable in this situation. And I just think that tired legs has a lot to do with Dame, yep, and McCollum not being able to make those plays late in the ball game like they were. And quite frankly, I know that Denver lost, but I truly think they would have been the better matchup for the Golden State Warriors. Just more guys that can score, and guys that, you know, have the ball at the end of the game, and Jokic and Murray and Harris and Paul Millsap. You know, I'm just saying, I think that ultimately that would have been the better matchup. Do you think the Raptors can get game three? Do you think the Bucks look at this as a game where they need to respond to what Golden State has done? Or do you think that doesn't mean anything to them? They're not thinking about that. They're just going out there and they're playing.
I think both things can be true. once again, I think that the Raptors can get game three and maybe put a little doubt in Milwaukee's mind about getting a game in Toronto. But at the same time, I also think, you know, Milwaukee's mindset going into Toronto today just has to be, you know, it's like that Michael Jordan quote that you would hear where he gets on the bus and he goes, if anybody thinks we're not leaving town with a victory, get off the damn bus. That's Milwaukee's attitude. That has to be Milwaukee's attitude going into these next two games in Toronto. If they send a message today and Milwaukee wins this game, it's over. And they have to have the killer instinct. They got to go for the blood. The blood's in the water. They got to be the shark. All those things that you want to say, all those cliches that come to mind, Milwaukee has to have it to really put their footprint on these Eastern Conference Finals. And Toronto has to play like a thirsty guy in the desert, man. I mean, they have to play with a sense of urgency coming out today that I don't even know if they have.
Look, I mean, Kawhi Leonard's doing everything he can, man. He's been a one-man wrecking crew. It's been his supporting cast. You know, where's Gasol? Where's Ibaka? Lowry has been there, man. I'll give him some credit. He's played well, too. Those have been the two guys. Siakam hasn't played well. And I think that Milwaukee's length is really giving them trouble, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the wingspan of all those guys that are playing, they're much bigger than their actual height. I hear the music. Means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll get back into this. Hour number one is coming up at the end here, so we'll come back and we'll kind of set up hour number two, but we'll continue this conversation. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
The Raptors will likely just dribble this out. 9 seconds to go. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Pounding the ball into the floor, CJ Miles. As the Raptors come to the Bay Area and pick up the victory for the first time since 2004.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Final segment here on hour number one. Hour number two is on the horizon. We'll continue talking NBA playoffs and obviously some other things that are going on. I do want to get into what we're seeing Brooks Koepka do, Mike. It is really remarkable. It does remind us of what Tiger used to do back in the day to a certain extent. Just way out in front of the field, really having nothing to worry about, and everybody playing for second place, to be quite honest with you, bud.
Yeah, everybody is playing for second place. And, you know, Brooks Koepka, I saw a story on him that he remembers every slight that has been passed his way. His screensaver on his phone is a list that ESPN came up with for the 20 most dominant people, or the most dominant people in each sport, and he wasn't listed, and that's his screensaver. That is something that motivates him. Not getting recruited by Florida, where he really wanted to go, he keeps that as a slight. Not getting on the Ryder Cup, all those kind of things, he just remembers, and that's what's fueling him right now. And I'm telling you, the rest of the golf world needs to, I'm sure they're put on notice now. They know who this guy is. He's showing how dominant he can be.
The dude is unbelievable, man.
He's built like a tight end.
Yeah, I mean, well, exactly. I was just gonna say, you look at this guy and you're like, he's a golfer, man. He's built. He's strong. He's in great shape. He walks out there with so much calm. It's unbelievable. So, I'm impressed with the kid. he's a great golfer. There's a lot of great golfers, but right now this guy is really tearing up the course and making everybody else very far in the rearview mirror. So anyway, speaking of that, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to be back in a few minutes. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Well, I woke up this morning with a wine glass in my hand. Who's wine? What wine? Where the hell did I die?
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Congressman Justin Amash, a Republican from Michigan, after reading the Mueller report, is calling for the president's impeachment. But Senator Mitt Romney says while it's a courageous statement, it's not warranted.
As I read the report, I was troubled by it, was very disappointing for a number of reasons, but it did not suggest to me that this was time to call for impeachment.
Romney says the elements to make a case for obstruction of justice just aren't there. An 8-year-old girl is found safe in Fort Worth, Texas, after a man grabbed her and pulled her into his car while she was walking down the street with her mother. Police say two members of a local church who saw a photo of the car on social media spotted the car at a hotel in the Forest Hill suburb and called authorities. The girl was found safe and appeared to be physically unharmed. The suspect is in jail. More tornadoes expected today as storms move into the Mid-Atlantic and Northern Appalachians today. At least 34 have been reported across the country since Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Democratic candidates for president making their case across the country over the weekend. Former Vice President Joe Biden in Philadelphia.
We choose hope over fear, truth over lies, and yes, unity over division.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper on ABC's This Week on why he's a better choice than Biden.
I've been an entrepreneur and a governor, and most of my adult life I've been able to bring people together again and again and get tough, progressive things done that people said we couldn't do. I think it's time to replace the nonsense in Washington with some common sense.
And Senator Bernie Sanders in South Carolina.
Billionaires do not need more tax breaks. The children of our country need quality education.
Vice President Mike Pence was the speaker at Christian-based Taylor University's commencement, saying the Trump administration is providing them a bright outlook.
The America that awaits your energies and ambitions is experiencing a new era of optimism and opportunity. You're beginning your careers at a time of a growing American economy and restored American stature at home and abroad.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
With the latest on rising tensions in the Persian Gulf, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Saudi Arabia says it does not want war but would not hesitate to defend itself against Iran. That according to a top Saudi diplomat speaking on Sunday amid heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf after attacks on the kingdom's energy sector. The Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs speaking a week after four oil tankers, two of them Saudi, were targeted in an alleged act of sabotage off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. And days after Iran-allied Yemeni rebels claimed a drone attack on a Saudi oil pipeline. A senior Iranian military commander is quoted as saying his country is not looking for war either in comments published in Iranian media on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Seven people injured, three critically after a shooting at an off-campus party near Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. Joe Winkle is Muncie's police chief.
Party with a DJ. Evidently, there was some kind of a confrontation inside the house. Turned into a shooting. We've got seven gunshot victims. I believe one's been lifelined to Indianapolis. Two are pretty serious, and several of them are minor wounds. There's also a possibility of someone being hit or run over by a car.
No arrests at last check. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, maybe even good evening to some of you. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hour number two. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Tons to talk about from the way that Brooks Koepka is putting everybody in the rearview mirror this weekend at the PGA Championship. And then obviously just unbelievable stuff happening in the NHL with the playoffs. Bruins waiting in the wings for the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Sharks and Blues going at it later today, knotted up 2-2. Someone's going to have the advantage there. NBA playoffs happening as well. You've got the Portland Trail Blazers really down in the dumps, down 3-0 to the Golden State Warriors. Milwaukee looking to do the same thing to Toronto. Sports world is moving, baby. Good morning. How are you, Mike Wilson? What's up, brother?
I am doing great. Yes, the sports world is moving. There's even tennis going on. The Joker and Nadal are taking on each other, and it looks like, you know, they're headed to a, you know, at least a third set, maybe a fourth. I don't know. You got golf.
Hey,
you got NBA hoops. I mean, it's crazy.
Let me tell you how this works, okay? So I'm watching the match myself. Nadal wins the first set 6-0. They're in the second set happens. Djokovic gets it done. He wins 6-4. They're now in the third set. At this tournament, there is no fourth, no fifth set. They're only going to be playing three sets. So this is the way it goes with this one, Mike. But truth be told, yeah, man, like you said, just sports happening all around us all the time. And these two guys are going at it right now. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to get into what's going on with Brooks Koepka on the other side, and then we'll kind of break down the PGA. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Having fun together adds up, and so do the savings at Kohl's, with an extra 15% off. Save on family fun matching graphic tees, just $7.64 and $8.49. Hit the beach with women's flip-flops and new beach towels, each just $11.04. Plus, take 25% off select Adidas and Converse. Plus, get Kohl's cash Friday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid May 13th through 19th with promo code SAVENOW. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home. Auto with Brick. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah, that sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt? Trim the Yeti? Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed. And 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping. That's manscaped.com, promo code USA.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody, welcome in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can always get at us and call us, 1-800-878-7529. Can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, for me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. And like I said, as advertised, I kind of wanted to get into what's happening at the PGA Championship, where Brooks Koepka is 12 under par, 7-shot lead over DJ, List, some other guys. There's a handful of guys there that are at 5 under, a couple guys at 4 under. The race is really for second place. But with that being said, Brooks Koepka is making us think about a time in golf where there was a guy very dominant and he would just separate himself from the field. Obviously, I'm talking about Tiger Woods. And with that being said, Brooks played with Tiger those first couple rounds, right? Literally whooped him up around the golf course. Obviously, Brooks Koepka setting the pace. But with that being said, Tiger doesn't even make the cut. So how humbling of an experience do you think that was for Tiger?
Oh, I don't know how humbling it really was. I mean, he did not play any competitive golf from between the Masters and the PGA. He took a month off, and Tiger is not 25 anymore where he can just flip the switch and just pick up a club and play great golf. You know, he's in his 40s now. He's had back surgery. He's had a long road back. And did we just, everybody just love what he did at the Masters? Absolutely. but he took a month off at his age. With the game of golf, you just can't do that. It's even hard for guys that are in their 20s and 30s to take a month off and then come back and do it. So as far as humbling, I'm not really sure, because we're talking about Tiger Woods, who has the utmost confidence in what he's doing and how he does it. So, it's just one of those things for Tiger. Didn't make the cut, but, you know, at the same time, I also think he's really concentrated on the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. So I think that is his big focus. And we'll see moving forward, getting to Pebble, how Tiger does. But Koepka, you can't say enough about this guy, man. He's built like a tight end, big safety. He hits it a country mile. He has touch around the greens. He's just a beast. He's playing beast golf right now, and it's fun to watch, man.
It is fun to watch. He's aggressive. He goes after those pins too. Yeah, he takes those risks, and a lot of times, I'm hearing the announcers say, I don't know if even Brooks has the amount of strength you need to get the ball up to this green, and then boom, he gets it up to the green, yeah, and he knocks it within 10, 12 feet, and then before you know it, he's sinking another birdie putt. So, this guy, what I love about him is the calm, the poise, the total control of himself, and the moment, never being too big for him. I think that some guys have ice in their veins, and Brooks is one of those guys, man. He probably could have won the dang Masters for crying out loud too. Think about it. He makes that putt, puts a little pressure on Tiger. We saw what Tiger did on that 18th hole. He bogeyed, right? So ultimately, man, Brooks was right there at the Masters too, Mike.
Yeah, and Brooks made a charge at the Masters. He had a few majors behind him already in his pocket. He was even asked, he goes, are the majors the toughest to win? And he goes, no. He goes, the majors aren't the toughest to win. He goes, I just find myself really calm during the majors and just try and treat it as another tournament. And, he goes, I've got three majors and it's worked out well, so I'm just going to keep with it. So you're exactly right, Andy, with the calm demeanor that he has. But you can tell inside of him that desire to be the best golfer, to win the majors, is a big deal to him. And he's even said, look, it's not about winning all these tournaments. In the end, it's all about how many major championships do you have? And that sounds, I'm just going to say it, it sounds very Tiger-ish when Koepka says that.
Yeah, I mean, look, the guy's a competitor. The guy is on top of the golf world right now. Speaking on top of the golf world, a guy that used to be there, Jordan Spieth, I don't know what's happened to him. And then a guy that is always right there, and we're always talking about him, but for some reason or another, when it comes to major time, he doesn't really show up. And I'm talking about Dustin Johnson. I mean, when does he get the monkey off of his back? And do we ever see Spieth come back? Do we see Rory come back? Or are those guys just kind of done and this new generation of golfers is here?
You know what? I think the new generation of golfers is there. I know Spieth, from what I understand, he's gone through some swing changes kind of stuff. So that might be part of it. But the part of his game that has just been struggling the past year or so has been his putting game. He's always been a really good putter, and his putting has just kind of gone sideways on him. So you can drive for show, but you got to putt for dough. And right now Spieth is he's got to get that back.
Yeah, and I mean I'm always pulling for guys like Ricky Fowler, but for some reason or another, Ricky, he has his moments, but he doesn't seem to really show up when it matters. And then Justin Rose, another guy that everybody's talking about his game. He's a great player. He can win this. He can win that. He's 12 shots back, man. I mean, and I understand it. I get it. I mean, you're not playing another individual. You're playing a golf course. So it's all about how you go out there and attack that golf course. But truth be told, man, Brooks Koepka, the run that he's on, the way that he's playing, it reminds us of the way that Tiger used to go out there and dominate the golf world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm telling you, everybody was, you know, who's going to be the next Tiger? Is it Spieth? Is it, you know, whoever it is? I think we're looking at the next Tiger.
I agree, man. I mean, look, bottom line is Brooks Koepka is he's that dude right now, and the way that he goes about it, it's pretty unbelievable. So, look. Not much to really watch in the PGA Championship today, other than the fact that there's a lot of guys that'll be shooting for second. I don't think there's much drama with this, do you, Mike?
I don't think that there's much drama at all with this. It's just a race for second at this point. But it's gonna—I don't know. I mean, it's gonna be fun. How low can Koepka go? You know, that's the thing. He shot an even par yesterday, but, you know, seeing how low he can go on the final day and really put his mark on it, it's going to be kind of interesting to watch.
Okay, so that's kind of what he's – if you're him, like, that's what his mindset has to be is like, I want to go out there and just fire a really, really good score and even distance myself more from these guys. Because truth be told, like, a 7-shot lead, man – it's pretty hard to imagine a guy blowing a 7-shot lead, right? It's not like it's a 3 or 4-shot lead. This is a 7-shot lead. You're not going to see this guy blow it. So what his mindset has to be is, I want to go out there and I want to fire a really good score and put on a show on Sunday. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, he doesn't want to go out and be like Greg Norman at the Masters, you know, way back in the day. So, you know, his mindset is, let me just dominate this and really just make these players think moving forward that I'm the guy that you got to beat. It's not Tiger. It's not Phil. It's not Ricky. It's, you know, it's nobody else. It's not Steve. It's me. I'm going to be the big dog on top of the mountain.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely looking like this guy has not much really to worry about. He's going to coast through it, but truth be told, I think that he's got to have your idea and that mindset of, I'm going to go out there and fire low and just try to distance myself and even make more of a mark on this tournament and put the fear in everybody else about how well I'm playing right now. All right, everybody, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot to get into. A lot to talk about. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. From Mike, Pigskin Opinion. From me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. Hey, Mike, I don't know if you happen to see this, but the Eagles Long is retiring after 11 seasons, and, you know, obviously the son of Howie Long, and look, a Super Bowl champion. So Chris Long calling it quits. NFL stuff, look, it's not happening right now, but as you know and I know, we can always talk NFL any time of the day. But pretty solid career for the guy, yeah, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, he's just not a Super Bowl winner. He's a two-time Super Bowl winner in back-to-back years, I believe, with the Patriots and the Eagles. And then, you know, I even think he's a little bit better known for what he's done off the field in terms of his charity work and just being, you know, helping the homeless. That's been a big thing for him. I mean, he was the 2018 Walter Payton Man of the Year for the NFL as well. So, you know, when you take a look back at his career, the numbers may not necessarily be there, but what the impact that he had, you know, on his team and the impact that he had, especially off the field, he's certainly a Hall of Famer in my book.
No, just look, two-time Super Bowl champion. Not many people can say that. You and I happen to know a three-time Super Bowl champion, but not many people can be a two-time Super Bowl champion, you know. And we're just kind of having fun there. But there's truth in what we just said. But the truth of the matter is a lot of things happening in the NFL right now, even though those guys aren't playing. So the next thing I kind of want to talk to you about, Patrick Peterson. And what happened with him in the Arizona Cardinals, obviously going to be out six games for the PED violation. And as you learn a little bit more about this, this is something that he knew was coming. This is something that the Cardinals knew was coming. And Patrick was trying to be a little sneaky about things and restructure the contract so that he wouldn't lose money and this and that and the other. And basically the Cardinals were like, no, get lost. You're crazy. So when there was all this stuff kind of going on behind the scenes, like, you know, Patrick Peterson wants out of Arizona, this and that and the other, I don't think that everybody knew exactly what was going on. And this was waiting in the wings where Patrick knew it was coming. The Cardinals knew it was coming. And it was kind of like, let's just wait and see what they hit you with. But in all honesty, I usually go after the Cardinals and for everything that they do wrong. I'm actually on their side, man. You don't restructure a guy's contract to help him not lose money for a mistake that he made with taking PEDs. So I actually think they handled this one right, Mike.
No, they did handle it right. And let's just face it, Patrick Peterson, for all the people that love Patrick Peterson since the day he was drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, this had to be I know it was a very upsetting week for a lot of people that I know that hang their hats with the Cards, with the sea of red and all that. To me right now, he's damaged goods, man. You know, people were talking about, hey, let's try and get a second or third round pick. I haven't seen some people too looking at a first round pick. You ain't getting a first, second, or third round pick if you tried to trade this guy with a PED violation. He's missing, you know, almost half the season because of a mistake that he had control over. So, you know, this one's completely on Peterson. He has no one to blame but himself. And like you said, he was trying to be a little sneaky with trying to renegotiate his contract. So like you said, he wouldn't lose money, and that just kind of makes him look even worse than it is. But, you know, Peterson is, you know, he's proved to us that he's sneaky. He's damaged goods, for all the good that he's done on the field. This is going to stain him for a long time.
All right. So with that being said, you know that Patrick had a charity event that happened here, like literally the day after all this news broke. Did you know that? Yes or no?
No, I didn't. All right. I did not know that.
All right. So that's what happened. He had a charity event here, like literally like the day after this news broke. And in a lot of cases, what do you think a guy would do in that situation, Mike? They probably would make up any and every excuse to not show up at that charity event, right?
You would think so. But what happened, buddy?
Well, Patrick Peterson's, you know what, look, I'm not disagreeing that he did something wrong, but I will tell you, this guy did own up to it. And not only did he own up to it, the first things that came out of his mouth were, I'm sorry. And to me, that shows you at least he has a little bit of remorse and that he's owning up
right
to it. He's taking the blame for it, and he's being responsible. And also shows you that he's a stand-up guy by going to his charity event and knowing that he's going to have to answer all these questions. So, you know, I understand what you're saying, and I'm with you. But at the same time, this is a guy that owned up to it. He didn't go there and, you know, try to put blame on somebody else. He did take the blame. He owned up to his act and said, look, you know, I hold myself accountable for this. And again, I think the most important thing to me was the first words out of Peterson's mouth were, I'm sorry. And that shows you, at least to a certain degree, he has remorse. And whether that's because he's missing out on that money, whether that's because it's true remorse, because he knows that he did something wrong and he got caught, I don't know, Mike, but he answered the questions, he stood up in front of everybody, and he was a man about it. So I'll give him a little bit of credit on that note.
No, and I will too. I mean, you know, what do we want out of everybody when they screw up? Just own it. Like, just say you come out and explain or say you're sorry, but just own up to it. And it appears that he has. So that changes things a little bit for me in terms of, you know, talking really ill about this cat. But, yeah, so you got to give him credit for owning up to it, because you just don't see it out of a lot of athletes. He didn't pull an Antonio Brown. He didn't pull an OBJ kind of stuff and just kind of deflect it. He stepped up, like you said, to the mic, and, you know, he showed up to his charity event, and he said, I'm sorry. So, you know, a little bit of kudos to him.
Hey, are you sold on the Cleveland Browns? Like, do you really believe that they can? Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not buying the hype, man. I'm sorry, you know. And I hear Odell Beckham talking about Baker like he's Brett Favre, you know, and throwing out some crazy comparisons. Again, I'm a firm believer that you prove things out there on the field. You don't prove them by talking trash. And Odell Beckham, not being at the OTAs. He's there one day, and then his coach says, you know, he's got to get himself mentally right. I'm not sure I understand what the hell that means, Mike.
Yeah, because it was funny. I was talking about this to some people last night. I'm like, mentally right? He didn't go to the playoffs, for crying out loud. What the heck you been doing since the season ended for you back in late December, early January? Like, you've had 3-4 months to get your mind right in terms of that. And I'm telling you, this is, you know, him not being at OTAs and being new to the team and being new to Baker, and Baker's a whole nother ball of wax, too. That guy can be one of the biggest snowflakes around in the NFL. He's kind of like KD. He hears everything and he feels like he needs to clap back at people and stuff. But, you know, getting back to OBJ, it's when you talk about a quarterback and a receiver, it's not like talking about a quarterback and a running back or a quarterback and necessarily a tight end. You turn around and give the ball to Le'Veon Bell or whoever, or throw the ball to Gronk, and it doesn't take a lot of timing. Receivers like OBJ, there's timing involved. And by him missing out on OTAs, there's a little bit of that timing that can get down and the timing that can come quicker between quarterback and receiver. And he's kind of screwing the pooch with not being there. So, you know, this is why New York got rid of him. They just got fed up with kind of the daily drama. And it kind of comes with a lot of these receivers nowadays, man. They're kind of divas. There's a few that are not, like Julio Jones and those kind of people. But OBJ, to me, is just – he's too much of a headache. He's like Antonio Brown. Like, it's addition by subtraction for me.
Speaking of headaches – going on with the Jets, man? That seems like a real headache. I'm just glad I'm not a J-E-T-S Jets fan, man. That's all I can say. I do hear the music. I hear the music means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We'll probably get back into the NBA and talk about those games that are going to be happening, the Milwaukee Bucks and Toronto Raptors later today, and then maybe talking about the Warriors sweeping the Portland Trail Blazers. Anyways, we'll be right back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-403-5912.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
In the golf, the object of the game is to get this a tiny little weeny ball into that the tiny little weeny hole way down there with as few strokes as possible. Now I'd like to introduce a very valuable asset to my game of golf, my caddy, a Leonard. Leonard will, of course, be selecting the right club for me and also giving me some information on the course itself. Right, Leonard?
Huh?
The club. Leonard, the club. You'll be giving me information about the course and selecting the right club.
The club's over there.
Right, that's what I mean. We get... Leonard, that's the clubhouse.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? I'll tell you what. Why don't you run over there and get yourself a tuna fish sandwich? I hear that fish is real good for the brain.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Little Tim Conway for you here on a Sunday morning. Little humor. As you see, Brooks Koepka just ripping up the golf world, man. I'm amazed, man. He's been pretty special. Very special, at least over the weekend. And I expect big things from him moving forward, too. Welcome back in, everybody. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike. So want to get back into the NBA just a little bit here. As we know, that's what's coming up later on today. You've got Milwaukee and Toronto going at it, Game 3 in Canada. Big opportunity for Toronto to work themselves back into the series. Big opportunity for Milwaukee to even make more of a mark on this series and more of a mark on the season for them, because it's been very impressive from start to, at least right now, it's not finished yet. So we'll see what happens, but want to get back into Golden State and Portland just for a moment before we talk Bucks and Raptors and what we think happens later on today. Draymond Green really took it upon himself to be the aggressor. It seemed like he had more energy than anybody on that floor last night, making great passes, making big rebounds, just making the right play more often than not. And he was a guy that came out and said, look, we don't need Kevin Durant to win championships. He's definitely proving right now that what he said may not be false. But with that being said, I guarantee you they'll welcome back Kevin Durant. They'll welcome back Boogie. But with that being said, do they have to get a sweep, or do you think they go back to Oracle and they win in five?
Oh, you know, you would think that Portland's going to come out in game four initially like they did yesterday. They got to come out with their hair on fire. They got to get the lead. But, you know, leads with Portland, I mean, shoot, they were up. Yesterday in the second quarter, they were up 18. Everybody talks about Golden State coming back from a 13 or 14 point lead. They were down by 18 at one point. I don't think they have to get the sweep, Do they want to get the sweep? Yeah, because that just gives them more rest. It gives KD more rest to have him be ready to go for the finals. So, you know, either way, Golden State's walking out of this either with a sweep or with a gentleman's sweep. And, you know, Draymond, you know, you mentioned Draymond at the beginning. It was one of those things where, you know, he's lost 20 pounds too. So he's a little quicker. He's a little lighter in the shorts. So, you know, he's getting around and doing what he needs to do right now. So it's been impressive on Draymond's part.
Yeah, but now we'll have to see what's up with Andre Iguodala. He sat out the fourth quarter with a sore calf. He's going to have an MRI sometime today, as far as I know, and then we'll know the status of him. But, man, oh, man, I mean, you know, you lose KD. Before that, you lose DeMarcus Cousins. And, again, I almost felt like that was addition by subtraction because – he was killing him in the pick and roll and defensively and whatnot. He was troublesome for them. You lose KD, and now potentially, you know, if you lose Iguodala, this is the guy that's been your glue. This is a guy that's been able to start for you, come off the bench. He's basically your complete utility guy, to be honest with you. So if Iguodala's out now, Steve Kerr has been reluctant to rely on his bench. But with that being said, his bench has showed up for him quite a bit. He'll have to rely on his bench even more so if Iguodala can't go for them.
Oh, absolutely. He'll have to rely on him. You know, so that's going to be something to keep your eye on, you know, when they get to the finals. And, yes, they're going to go to the finals. They're not going to lose, you know, four straight to the Portland Trailblazers. But, you know, just getting – you know, getting back to the whole team concept with Golden State, it almost seems like with that bench, it's kind of next man up. And you mentioned at the top of the show when we were talking NBA earlier that it was, you know, these guys off the bench, the Livingstons, the you know, the other guys, the Bells that didn't get a lot of playing time initially, they're stepping up to the challenge right now and they're playing well. And that is one of the reasons, if not one of the bigger reasons, why Golden State is up 3-0.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're a fantastic team. We all know that. And it's not a shock. It's not a surprise that they went into Portland and stole a game. I mean, I thoroughly expected them to get at least one. I don't necessarily know if I thought it was going to be game three. But now that they got game three, I think they are like a shark in water and sensing blood. You got to go for the kill, man. You don't want to have to play any more games potentially with Milwaukee and Toronto. If Toronto gets a victory, then, you know, you can get some much needed rest and hopefully some of those guys that are hurt can get back to you. But look, Steph has been pretty awesome too. Like I think without KD on the floor, it really opens things up for Steph to do a lot more. I'm kind of torn, man, as to whether or not I actually think they're better without KD or not. I mean, I'm dead serious about it. And I know that it sounds ludicrous, but it just seems like guys are a little bit more free. They move the ball a little bit better. I don't know. And believe me, man, Kevin Durant may be the best player in the world right now, but it just seems like the ball moves a little different when he's not on the floor.
Oh, God. I'm having – all of a sudden, Dorf, you brought me back to my Boston Celtics. When Kyrie wasn't there, what did you see? You saw people cutting, the ball swinging from side to side. The ball movement that Brad Stevens loves to have in his offense was just there. And when Kyrie was there, the ball could be moving, but it didn't move as well or as quick with Kyrie there. So I totally get where you're coming from with this. And it does seem weird because you would think Boston would be better with Kyrie in the lineup and Golden State would be better with KD in the lineup. But you know, to see how Golden State has been playing with the movement offense and getting shots off, and getting shots off that are good looks from three-point land. And that's the last thing that an opposing team needs to do with the likes of the Splash Brothers. So it is kind of a conundrum to think about.
Yeah, it's weird. It's crazy. And we all know how great Kevin Durant is. It's just, it just seems like it flows a little bit better, and guys aren't sitting around watching as much as when you have those five guys on the floor together that are so remarkable. I mean, it's weird. It's a weird dynamic. All right. Speaking of weird, if you haven't caught on yet, the Milwaukee Bucks are a really, really good basketball team. They've got the most 20-point wins in a long time. Like, it's six throughout this season, or I'm sorry, this postseason. I believe their record is 9-1, 10-1 actually now. I believe 10-1 in the postseason. This isn't luck, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, the analytics mean something. They're real, and the Milwaukee Bucks are literally an offensive juggernaut, and they're a defensive nightmare. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's the truth. This is not me being a homer. This is not me just taking my home team and saying, you know what, I'm going to be blind to what everybody else is talking about. No, this is the reality of the situation. They really are that good, Mike.
Yeah, they really are that good. And, you know, you and I have talked about this a long time, and I even mentioned, I'll get on that Bucks bandwagon. You're like, dude, you're already on the bandwagon. You're already writing about my Bucks a long time ago, saying they could win the East and Giannis would be the MVP and stuff. And, you know, it's just one of those things where everything has gone right for Milwaukee all year. Everything has gone, for the most part, you know, and everything has gone right from a front office point of view as well. You take a look at the pickups that they did, like Mirotić, you know, and Lopez, and, you know, those guys have fitted seamlessly into what Milwaukee's trying to do. And I'm telling you, he doesn't get enough talk about Coach of the Year and that kind of stuff. But Coach Bud, man, I'm telling you, whatever kind of fairy dust he's been sprinkling in Milwaukee this year, it's coming up roses, gold, you know, whatever kind of cliche you want to add to it. But Budenholzer has taken the guys that he had and the guys that have been added and fit them into his style of offense and team concept. And I'm telling you, the leader of the crew in Giannis, he's taken the leadership reins and just done a magnificent job for such a young kid.
Yeah, I mean, you see that look he gets in his eye when he's out on the floor, and he knows the urgency of the moment. This guy can sense it, and this guy knows what to do with it. It's special. You know, you've heard me throw this around before, my friend. I'm going to start using it again. It's called greatness. We're witnessing Giannis Antetokounmpo and his greatness very early in his career, and I'll tell you what. I would say the next 8 to 10 years are going to be a lot of fun to be a Milwaukee Bucks fan, and it's going to be a lot of fun to just be a basketball fan, Mike, because this kid is going to do things that we've never seen before. And if he can really, really elevate his mid-range game and his three-point game, I truly think this guy's unstoppable, unlike nothing we've ever seen before in the NBA.
No, you're exactly right, because when you take a look at what he can do just physically, from a physical standpoint, and his measurables right now, it's scary with what you were just talking about. If he can develop that 10 to 12, 15-foot mid-range game and then stretch it out over the next couple of seasons to the three-point line, you can't leave anybody. So on that Bucks team. So it's going to be fun to watch, like you said, for an NBA fan.
All right, man. So real quickly before the break, who wins game three, Bucks or Raptors, man?
I'm going to go Bucks. I think they smell blood in the water. They're going to step on a throat and decapitate the Raptors today.
You got to match what the Golden State Warriors are doing, if you ask me. And I think that it's really hard to see the Bucks losing two in a row. They just don't do that. They could lose today, but they're not losing on Tuesday, man. I'll tell you that right now. Anyways, we're going to take a quick short pause for the cause. We'll come back with parting shots like we always do. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Giannis, right to the middle, right to the rim, and one. Beautifully done. Giannis just said, I'm going to take that in there, and the foul is on Jokic.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today. Always live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I come back late night to do the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so catch me late night doing that. But as always, you can catch Mike on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, as always, it's parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
Just like to give a shout out to my son's flag football team. They won their league championship last night. So Coach Joe and my son Zach and all the teams, all the guys on the Mesa Outlaws come back for a win last night. It was thrilling. They got their trophies. They are the champs. Congratulations.
Yeah, man, I saw that. Congrats to Zach. Tell him Dorfman says, great work. And I'm sure he had a few touchdown passes in the game last night. So good work to Zach. And look, my parting shot going out to my Milwaukee Bucks, man. You've been the best team all year long. Let's continue doing what you're doing because it's shocking the world. And people are starting to finally realize that you guys really are this good. And you know what? It's not a joke anymore, man. It's real. You are beating the Toronto Raptors. You're up 2-0. You got a chance to be 3-0 on these guys. The same way that Golden State made their mark against Portland. Step up to the challenge. Show who you are. Don't bend. Don't bleed. Let it all out there and just kick some butt there in Toronto today. Anyways, for Mike, for John, for Scott, I got to say peace. We're out of here. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. For Mike, I'm Andy. Enjoy, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.